RAC's Post-Op Podcast is brought to you with the compliments of the Royal Australasian College of Surgeons and leading financial services organisation, the Bongiorno National Network, the preferred choice for medical professionals across Australia. For some time now, the Medical Board of Australia has been consulting in relation to revalidation proposals for doctors. Now, an expert advisory group has released its final report. With the framework clearly designed to enhance public safety, the Medical Board aims to create what it calls a professional performance framework, including enhancing CPD requirements for all doctors and a targeted approach to identify doctors who may be performing poorly. Medico-legal expert and RAC solicitor Michael Gorton discusses the plans for enhanced CPD with Heather Dawson, who asked first what's been happening and why it's considered necessary.
There has been a push professionally, not just in Australia but in other countries as well, to enhance CPD and to ensure that doctors remain current in their knowledge about the literature, the latest information for treatment of patients. It's part of their professional obligations. In the UK, they've had a formal, extensive revalidation process, which has not been well received. And in Australia, the Medical Board want to enhance CPD, but wanted to make sure there was a full consultation about the nature of the enhancements and learning the lessons that other countries have had.
Do all, or at least most, doctors agree that reform is necessary?
I think most doctors, like all professionals, understand the reason for CPD and the reason for us to stay current and aware of all of the new developments that are occurring in the treatment of patients. They want to do the best for their patients, and staying current and having CPD is very important. I think doctors want to make sure, though, that the CPD is meaningful to them as well.
Now, an expert advisory group has now released its final report with suggestions to enhance CPD arrangements, but essentially, what does the report call for?
Yeah, so the Medical Board appointed a group of experts who carried out the consultation. They've looked at the options around the world and what is most relevant to Australia. They've consulted with professional bodies, the doctor bodies, the public generally. And they have, in a sense, rejected the UK model of a revalidation, a formal process of reassessment every 5 or so years. And they have come up with what they're calling a professional performance framework, which enhances CPD requirements to make it more directed and more meaningful to the doctor. And they have suggested that there may be some doctors that can be at risk and therefore targeted for even more enhanced CPD requirements.
When you talk about enhancing CPD, could you highlight in more detail just a little bit about what that really means?
The Medical Board has recognised that at the moment you can do a certain amount of CPD and it can be anything vaguely medical, so something relevant to practice but pretty broad. What the Medical Board is saying is that the CPD should now be much more targeted to the nature of the work the particular doctor does and the particular type of patients the doctor sees. And it should include elements of reviewing performance data of the doctor so that you compare yourself with your peers, measure the outcomes of the work that you do, and include, therefore, a piece of CPD work which is self-reflection, that is, very targeted and thinking about your own practice.
Then identifying doctors at risk, you mentioned. What's being proposed there?
In the work of the Medical Board, they obviously deal with complaints about doctors. So they are going to use that information to see whether there are some trends or some factors which identify why some doctors may be more at risk than others. So if you can identify groups of doctors at risk, they can be particularly targeted for CPD work and peer review. They have said and suggested that doctors over the age of 70 appear more frequently in complaints than other doctors. So age is an issue. And therefore, they've suggested that there should be a 3-yearly checkup over the age of 70, which would include a checkup of cognitive processes as well.
Would you anticipate any complaints from doctors, especially the older ones perhaps, who think they've been unfairly targeted?
I think that is to be expected, and we've seen the arguments about whether there should be tests for driver's licences, for example, over the age of 70 or 80 or whatever. And we all know people who are over 70 who are absolutely fully fit, fully cognitive, and probably still practising great medicine. So some will feel that it is unfair to target them. On the other hand, because of the risk factors and the known experience for older doctors, it is thought appropriate that there be a more targeted effort in relation to CPD and peer review once you get over 70 years of age.
What about doctors who've received multiple complaints?
We have really good research to show that the biggest single factor that will affect whether a person has a complaint against them is the number of complaints they've already had. And it sort of goes up exponentially. If you've had one complaint, you're much more likely to have a second. If you've had two complaints, you're much, much more likely to have a third. So looking at those sorts of doctors who are subject to regular complaints is clearly a risk factor, and therefore it's a cohort of doctors that probably need more attention. That doesn't mean we're going to suspend or punish or do anything else other than try and enhance their work, their study, and identify any shortcomings.
Okay, well, the board will publish enhanced professional standards. What's involved there?
Well, it'll be more details about these processes and procedures. It will also be a clearer statement about the professional obligation to remain current, putting it very squarely as a patient safety issue, but also a professional issue, and that doctors need to take responsibility for their own CPD, but also with the guidance that will now be issued by the Medical Board of Australia.
And the board's also taking a collaborative approach with colleges over cultural issues.
I think we're all aware of the issues that have hit medicine the last few years. The College of Surgeons has been particularly involved and is leading the way in the work on bullying, discrimination and sexual harassment. It is seen as a patient safety issue. Poor culture can affect patient outcomes, and so it becomes very clearly a quality and safety issue within the health system generally. So all of this work, I think, is very helpful, and the Medical Board will be working with the colleges in that space as well.
Okay, so what happens next, and where can medical professionals go for more information?
So the APRA website, or the Medical Board of Australia website, has all of the information, the latest reports, but also the medical colleges, so every doctor could go to their college to get information as to how it might affect their particular specialty as well.
Michael Gorton, RAC Solicitor and Principal with Russell Kennedy Solicitors. RAC's Post-Op Podcast is brought to you with the compliments of the Royal Australasian College of Surgeons and leading financial services organisation, the Bongiorno National Network, the preferred choice for medical professionals across Australia. You can reach the Bongiorno National Network on +613 9863 3111.